Hey everybody, I'm Riley, coming at you to talk about what you're about to listen to, which is a Star Wars Report podcast episode from about a little over a week ago. And the reason I'm doing this intro is because we've recorded so much content from both Celebration and Dragon Con that it's overwhelming to me, which means I know it could be overwhelming to you, the listener. So what I wanted to do is just take a couple minutes to talk about how we're going to be releasing some of the stuff we've been doing over the past 2 weeks, because we had a pretty slow summer there for just a while, but we decided to change that, and boy, did we, kicking off with Celebration as now 2 weeks ago when I record this, and Dragon Con, which was just this past weekend. Ugh, we're crazy. We're crazy. But I can't really talk about how we're going to release it unless I talk about what we're going to release. So I just wanted to touch on, oh my goodness, some of the amazing stuff that we have recorded. And I've recorded way more than I'll actually probably release on the Star Wars Report podcast feed. But I do want to tease a little bit. I mean, we've got stuff from Ian McDiarmid, Anthony Daniels panel, the Clone Wars voice actors panel from Celebration, the Star Wars Detours panel, the actual Clone Wars panel. Yes, I have the audio where George Lucas himself showed up in grand fashion. So that was a great moment. So a lot of these great moments that are captured in audio that I'll be sharing with you guys over the next couple weeks. But yeah, let's not forget Mark Hamill, an incredible interview that James Arnold Taylor did with him, and Carrie Fisher. We have the Clone Wars press conference that we recorded that will be out in the podcast feed soon. And that's just Celebration. Talking about Dragon Con, we didn't have quite as many panels that we recorded at Dragon Con, but we did go to quite a few. But we do have some stuff that we'll be releasing that includes, but is not limited to, the two different Battlestar Galactica panels, two different Lord of the Rings panels, and what I think a lot of you listeners are going to look forward to the most is Aaron Alston's hour on Mercykill. Not only did we record it, but also the Star Wars track staff over at Dragon Con, as well as Mr. Alston himself, were kind enough to grant us permission to set up our recorder on his table. So it's like an NPR interview. It's like your own NPR interview with Aaron Alston for an hour, talking about his craft of being an author and a lot of great details on Mercykill. So I talk about this a lot in the last Dragon Con recap episode that we recorded, but you guys aren't going to hear that for a little while because right now I'm in the editing bay fixing up this episode that you're just about to hear, which is the last of the Celebration coverage. And then after that, then we'll finally get to the Dragon Con daily episodes, as well as panels, panel recordings that we'll release individually, that sort of thing. So that's some of the stuff that you can look forward to on the Star Wars Report podcast. I am so glad that you're tuned in, and I'm so excited by some of the stuff that we've been able to record and put out to you guys. So you guys can expect at least probably two episodes a week for the next couple weeks, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, but we don't want to overwhelm you guys with 20 podcast episodes in 1 week, because we know nobody is that insane to listen to all of that. And you'd have to, I guess, really, 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 really be crazy. I bet there are a handful of you guys. So if this is all about you guys, you're the listener to the Star Wars Report, so you can also shoot us emails or hit us up on the social media, Facebook and Twitter, to talk about some of the stuff you're more interested in, less interested in, because, like I say, I've got literally like 15 hours of content that we will be releasing in the near future that I am super thrilled to be doing it. But it's not limited to just that, and I'm realizing this opening of the show is going to be like 10 minutes, but that's okay. We've also got some interviews that we've been doing at the two shows. We interviewed Anthony Daniels as well as Daniel Logan over at Star Wars Celebration. And then for Dragon Con, we interviewed some Battlestar cast, Michael Trucco, of course, Anders, Jamie Bamber, who's Captain Apollo in the new series, and James Callis, who played Dr. Gaius Balta. So for you Battlestar fans, we'll have some cool stuff. Stay posted on our Facebook and Twitter feeds, and we'll probably be doing some live shows, but I'll get to that. I'm getting ahead of myself. We interviewed Craig Parker, who played Haldir from Lord of the Rings, who's also in the Spartacus TV series, and Billy Boyd, who played Peregrin Took in the Lord of the Rings series. So that, it took me forever just to describe it all. Oh my goodness. But we've got to get back to our regular episode soon, but we won't be doing them with one this Thursday, as far as I know. We won't be doing a live show this upcoming Thursday, but we will be returning to our live shows. That's an announcement in the very near future, so stay tuned. We'll be going back to our live format, working out the details to go back to live video format, and that's something that we're exploring as well. But we got to get back to our regular episodes because we haven't even really had time to talk to Mark or really have a chance to digest all the amazing Star Wars specific announcements. Episode 2 and 3 3D, Star Wars Detours, all these great projects that have been announced that we haven't really had time to sit down and talk about. So we'll be going back to our regular live episodes very soon as we roll out some of this awesome content. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode, and without further ado, I present the furthering and continuing coverage. Well, you guys know what it is. You're listening to the Star Wars Report's coverage of Celebration 6. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Star Wars Report. I have no idea what episode this is because we recorded probably, I don't know, a ton of content for you guys as we've talked about in the daily episodes. This is probably going to be 54.
You guys are catching up to Geek Out Loud.
Hey!
And that voice you see, the awesome southern accent and energy and enthusiasm of the one and only Steve Glosson, host of Geek Out Loud, and as more podcasts that I could possibly think of, as excited as I am right now.
Just stick with Geek Out Loud, man. That's the one. that's the one that started it all, as they say.
Exactly.
So,
but yeah, we're
in line right now.
We are
podcasting in line.
I'm sitting Indian style, which is that racist?
I don't know.
Is that inappropriate?
Is that racist?
Is Indian style okay?
That's great.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what he just said.
That's great, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Sitting Indian style. I never sit Indian style. I haven't sat Indian style since like second grade.
I always sit
I thought you were
going to
say
style.
Celebration 5.
No, well, I did then. Well, and the thing is, though, when I sit like this, I look like a Weeble. Because I'm so round, and people like try to push me over. I'm like, Weeble swabble, but they don't fall down, yo.
Okay, I have to ask,
yeah.
And this may just be me being tired, but what is a Weeble?
A Weeble is it's a classic toy made by, I think, Fisher-Price. They look like little eggs, basically.
Right.
And the whole idea is they wobble, but they don't fall down.
Yeah, okay. I did not know that was its name.
Yeah, Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Okay.
This is what we call awesome podcasting.
Wow.
Derailed in the first 45 seconds.
And
my work here is done.
20 seconds in.
Here's something that's really inside. Failure.
You'd be surprised, Steve, as we did. But we have had a really busy weekend. Steve, we've been doing the daily episodes where we've been recording at ungodly late hours of night.
Yes.
I don't know, but it's been fun. We've usually walking back to the hotel. We're just far enough to where
we'll
just... Last
night, we were walking back. We recorded while we walked back to our hotel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So. They made you walk back last night? She wouldn't give you a ride down to your hotel?
No, we made her give rides to other folks because Carl need to get back to his hotel.
I'm going to have words with them.
I'll tell you what now.
I'll tell you what. That ain't nice.
But yeah, we are at Star Wars Celebration, and we are in line for what is our final panel. And
yeah.
I think most everybody's final panel.
It's called the Closing Ceremonies.
Woo!
Or as I like to call it, the 7-8-9 panel.
Steve, last night, we were hanging out, having dinner, and he was so excited that, you know, I've many times at this point, I don't let myself think about it because I get too excited.
Right.
So I've already kind of dismissed it mentally. I'm not ready for it.
Oh, we'll go
but
there
you
again.
Talking about it last night, actually, something was awakened deeper than
me. Okay, tell the listeners your 7-8-9 theory.
Okay.
Why do you think this is going to
happen? My theory is, as we get ready to go into the closing ceremonies, that George Lucas, all the closing ceremonies is going to be, and apparently it's going to be George in 3D because they've been handing out 3D glasses as people walk in. It's going to be George up on the screen. He's just going to go 7-8-9, and he's going to have a mic in his hand. He's going to drop it, and he's going to walk away. They're going to say, thanks, everyone, for coming out, because everyone's going to go nuts. And so that's what I think the closing ceremonies are going to consist of. And here's why. So many different things have been said.
Convince us.
I mean, okay, so like the other day, one of the first panels I was at was a Clone Wars technical panel.
Uh-huh.
And Dave Filoni was talking. He's like, you know, if George says it, it may take a while, but it will happen.
Right.
And George has said, I mean, George said 30 years ago, 7-8-9. He talked to Mark about when you're, you know, about 30 years, I want you back, you know, so you can do Luke at 30, you know, 30 years older.
And Mark's looking pretty good.
And I tell you, Lance, I just got to be honest. And Mr. Hamill, I know you listen to the Star Wars report, so don't any offense to this.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, 2 years ago at C5, he looked a little rough. I mean, he just didn't look as healthy as he looks now. Like he's
a little haggard, maybe.
A little haggard, but he's looking good. He's sounding a lot stronger. It's almost like he's ready to do some light stunt work or have his head digitally inserted onto a body double to do some lightsaber fighting. We've got Hayden Christensen, who was put in Return of the Jedi in the DVD release. A lot of people fussing and fighting over that, but how else are you going to have Anakin Skywalker be able to communicate with his son? Right? Right? Because he's alive and well. Sebastian Shaw, no longer with us.
Steve, there's a critic in my head that's just screaming at me, stop listening to him! Stop listening to him!
Well, see, my dirty little secret is I don't believe a word of what I'm saying, but it's so convincing that it's like...
You will by the time you get done describing it.
Right, right. Well, I want other people to be like, he could be right. Because Seth Green was talking, George has been here. All he had to do was go film it. 7, 8, 9. Drop the mic. Kathleen Kennedy coming in. How do you think they got her to come in from working with Spielberg and that sort of thing? From working with Frank Marshall. How do you think? I mean, it wasn't just come run Lucasfilm. There was a carrot dangled, and I believe the carrot was 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. And watch, Steve. We're going
to look. Riley's like, I can see that. There you go.
I can see that.
We're going to name this podcast episode 7, 8, and 9. And then
we're going to get tons of traffic.
Episode 54, episode 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah. We're going to get some poor listener coming on. What? That was announced?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's convincing because we're in the crowd, ladies and gentlemen. George Lucas in the house.
No. Oh, 7, 8, 9.
As the lines begin to.
And they may even put, you know what they might even do? They might even just put an explosion in as a special effect just to really get us all pumped, because who doesn't love explosions? 7, 8, 9.
I guarantee you, the crowd would drown it out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, don't get your hopes up.
Our listeners are going to hate you when we post.
I know.
We've already known for a week or two that.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up. It's not happening.
No, but I do think, even if it's not that something. Significant is in store, and I don't think it's just an announcement of Celebration
really?
7.
See, I don't think anything significant's in store.
Well, we have 3D, and it may just be the future of Star Wars, and then do maybe some Attack of the Clones, some Clone Wars, and just do a conglomerate. This is what's coming out.
Yeah,
and I could see that. Even that would be exciting, just to kind of experience that with a bunch of Star Wars fans. But I still do hold a genuine hope that there is actually some kind of. New project announcement.
The only thing could be that, we found a stash of cash and we're able to take the live action series off the shelf.
Yes, I was looking under my mattress.
I was flipping my mattress and found some cash.
Yes, listeners, we are talking about George Lucas's bed. How did we get there?
Because that's where he keeps all his extra money and he forgot about it. I was cleaning out my closet, found a jar.
No.
There was a few billion dollars in it. I just had it stashed away for a rainy day, and I thought, hey, I've got these scripts on the shelf. Let's put them into production.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Now, the theories that I've heard most people talk about are they're going to announce Celebration annually, Celebration biannually, one on each coast maybe. Theories that we've talked about before, but also bringing the live-action series off the coast, like you were saying, off the shelf, like you were saying, Steve. And I've heard some people say, oh, maybe it's another animated series since, you know, they're doing the Clone Wars and Detours.
It very well could be. George talked about in the Detours panel that he was at, he talked about doing, he mentioned Clone Wars, Detours, and then one for preschoolers.
Yeah.
A show geared toward preschoolers. I mean, he mentioned that as a separate show.
Yeah.
Really?
And for the longest time, that's been the same thing to everyone as Detours was. You know, when it first announced, like when it was first kind of mentioned there was another animated series, it was like, it's for the preschool age, Seth Green and Matt Seinreich are working on it. It's like, they don't seem like they should be working on anything for preschoolers. But but now it seems that they're two different projects. And so obviously it's not Seth Green working on
that. Now, do you think
that
it's possible that he misspoke?
It's very possible that he misspoke.
George Lucas?
But he's always talked about for preschoolers, you know, for several years now. So obviously he wants to do something geared toward that age group.
Yeah.
Well, let me just ask you a question. Do you think Star Wars Detours will market towards that audience at all? Are they going
toward a younger audience? Or yeah. I mean, just look at Mad on Cartoon Network, I think. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's Nicktoons, but there's a show called Mad, which is basically Mad Magazine. It's not like Mad TV with the sketches and everything that Fox did, but it is literally like Mad Magazine on screen, on television. And it's just a bunch of vignettes doing parodies and stuff. And apparently it's running well. You know, they're 15-minute shows a la like your Robot Chickens and that sort of thing. But
yeah.
But apparently it's doing pretty well. It's parody stuff. And so, the cartoons kind of come and go in waves. And right now we're in the upswing of, kind of the return of the adventure-style cartoon. In the 90s, we went kind of through the funny stuff with starting with Animaniacs and leading on into Freakazoid. And then it went, on to like stuff like Johnny Bravo and Ed, Edd n Eddy and eventually the Powerpuff Girls. Now we're back to that adventure style stuff that we saw in the 80s and early 90s.
I remember growing up, you'd watch Jimmy Neutron and Powerpuff Girls were on the upswing of when I was growing up.
Yeah, and so
and
this
has been what I was.
And I think what Detours is just a meshing of both of those things. I mean, it's Star Wars, but it's hilarious. The trailer they showed is so funny.
Yeah.
My favorite bit is you got the two stormtroopers swinging across the chasm, and they're like, for luck, and they fist bump.
Yeah.
And they swing across the chasm. The door shuts. They slam against the door, and they start to fall down the pit, and they about five feet down, they hit something, and they're like, a bat painting? They're not finished with this yet? It's kind of humor. It's cute animation, so it's going to attract kids.
Yeah, kind of stylized.
And if Star Wars fans will just have fun with it, it's unlike they've done with the Xbox Live stuff,
the Kinect game. Yeah,
people have freaked. I mean, they lost their minds over Kinect. Like Han Solo wouldn't dance.
Yeah,
why are they doing that with Han Solo? He doesn't dance. Han's not a dancer. Gosh, leave him alone. Leave Han Solo alone. And it's like, just have fun with it. What is this franchise about if it's not fun?
Frank, and we're in this bubble. We are planted in the middle of a warehouse full of Star Wars fans.
The Lotus. No, the red zone is for the loading.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got three mics. Well, we got four people here. Steve, not the other one.
Right.
Steve, mind introducing yourself?
Sure, Steve Mitchell.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on, Steve. I appreciate that.
I met Steve at Celebration 5, and we hit it off, and we were inseparable all weekend long.
My best friend.
I think it's just because you guys have the same first name.
But I'm a skeptic. I think we've said it on the show before, but there was the point when that long George Lucas line, of which you waited...
a
long time. So we passed in that gigantic horseshoe, and I saw you guys from a distance.
Yeah, from a distance, the Steves are best of friends.
Oh goodness!
This is awesome.
You can't do sign language at home. It doesn't pick up over the mic.
Oh, goodness.
Thanks, Steve, for signing for our hearing impaired listeners.
The other Steve is signing for us.
Oh, my goodness.
And for you.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. The
This podcast is closed caption.
Oh, my goodness.
Closed caption podcasting.
We actually started planning back then a new convention that we're going to be hosting, Steve and I. It's going to be called SteveCon.
They're yelling
at us.
Can I have your attention, please?
Anyhow, we're talking about this Detour stuff.
Yeah.
It's funny stuff. I think it'll appeal to
you. The one thing we haven't heard, though, at all, which I haven't really had a chance to talk about, there's no mention of any networks or any release model.
No.
And they've talked about with the live-action series how they want... It's money, and it's also the way the industry's changing how best to release it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that also kind of applies to something like Detours. What is it good on? Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network? Does Cartoon Network have room for two Star Wars shows? That would be a food for thought.
I mean, I think what you got is the perfect opportunity to have the Star Wars block on Cartoon Network. An hour-long
Star
Wars. I mean, to me, it's a marketing no-brainer. And you just do...
So you think it'll be Cartoon Network?
It has to be.
Okay.
I mean, it's a perfect fit for Cartoon Network. They've already got the Clone Wars. Obviously, they'll shop it to Cartoon Network first.
Yeah, probably. And it seems like a pretty stable relationship there. But, of course, we haven't even talked about Clone Wars.
No, the Clone Wars panel, the season, first off, the season premiere.
Wow.
Was just incredible. And, we don't want to go into spoilers here. We don't want to ruin it for anybody. But suffice, I'm sure y'all already have. Suffice to say, Maul is back in a big way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Incredible episode with Darth Maul and Savage Opress versus Obi-Wan. I mean, it was round three. It was Maul, Obi-Wan, round three, and it was ding. Yeah, it was everything I hoped it would be and more. And then they followed up with like this 3-minute season five. Is that what we're rolling into? Season five trailer?
Yep.
And the stain on the back wall of the digital theater is my brains where my mind was blown. I mean, like, it literally blew my mind. I believe the quote from me as blank fights with two blanks against blanket and blank. Palpatine Sidious pulls out two lightsabers.
Well, here's what I'll say, Steve. What we'll do is, since this is, we're staggering out COD cover, so a little bit of behind the scenes.
Okay.
Pulling back the curtains.
Yeah.
And I realize I can't microphone.
You almost hit that dude.
I'm a real professional.
Thank you.
Don't hit the other Steve.
Steve Mitchell is in charge of hand gestures for the podcast.
But
That came out kind of badly.
Yeah, well, no. It could come in handy.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, handy. Punny. That's a pun.
Oh, goodness.
All right, I completely lost my train of thought. But yeah, Clone Wars. The Season 5 trailer, I want to go ahead and talk about it in detail here while we're here. And then when we do more.
You'll bleep it out.
I'll just bleep out tons. That'll be the whole last half of the show.
Well, I'm just saying, the moment where Sidious pulls out his lightsabers and he's fighting Maul and Opress.
That's the highlight of my quote this convention so far.
My quote as watching it was, "Are you freaking kidding me?"
Yeah.
I mean, I'd literally yelled, "Are you freaking kidding me?"
Yeah.
For Smallville podcast listeners, I was. And like, because the rest of it was like, yeah, that's neat. That's cool. That's pretty cool, I guess. That's pretty cool. Yeah. But the minute it happened, it was just like, I don't know. For some reason, it captures my imagination.
Yeah, well, with these Clone Wars panels, I find myself in the first part saying, you actually mentioned, "Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool." And there's a kind of... almost not inner skeptic, but you get, I feel horrible saying it, but sometimes you get used to the Clone Wars and it just becomes natural. And then by the end of these panels, an event like this, it's just like you saw that theatrical trailer for the first time again.
Yeah.
And it's going back there, especially when they do the John Williams music and it just takes you back to, man, I'm watching new Star Wars.
Yeah. My legs are totally falling asleep, by the way. So that's why I'm striking this pose.
Okay.
How you doing? How's it going?
Photo op.
I literally can't feel my foot. Is it there?
We'll probably have to. They'll probably start moving.
Look, that's like Jabba's tail when he's getting choked out.
This podcast is entirely too visual.
This is the worst podcasting I've ever done. I'm sorry, guys. Let's get on track.
Focus, Steve.
I'm in.
Focus. All right, we're focusing. But yeah, that was the highlight, I think, of the celebration. Yeah. The two lightsabers.
Mic check. I mean, is that what you said? Mic check.
Said the two lightsabers.
Oh, the two lightsabers. Okay, I thought you went the two, and you kind of paused. Mic check. That's what it sounded like here.
I'm paranoid about
this cacophony of sound.
I've lost interviews on this, so I always nervously look at the recording.
I understand.
Like, yeah. Still recording. We've got.
But you know what, though? The Mark Hamill panel.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Spectacular.
And it was all on the same day.
Yeah.
Friday was the best day by far.
Yeah, there's a song about it.
Party and fun, as it were.
Fun.
You're going to make me do the Luke no, aren't you, until you
the
stop.
The what?
The Luke no.
It sounds so much better when you just kind of speak it. It's like William Shatner.
Somebody
needs to get William Shatner to do... the Friday song.
Oh.
Roll out of bed.
Get on that.
That would be funny. Yes.
Gotta have my bowl. Gotta have cereal.
Okay, cereal.
So, Riley, your favorite moment is the double lightsabers. Sidious lightsabers.
What about it?
That's your favorite celebration moment.
Yes. So yeah, that moment, And it may not even be a personal favorite. The Mark Hamill panel was amazing, but just the crowd energy at that point.
Yes.
That was kind of the climax of the trailer.
The crowd was
because,
like, oh!
For you guys who see it, and by the time we may be able to link to it, who knows how that works out. But by the time Sidious...
Like, I really cannot feel my foot. It's hilarious. Like, I'm trying to wiggle my toes, and, like, nothing's happening.
You're torturing ourselves.
This is what it's like to be paralyzed.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Do we want to stand?
Can I stand up for a bit?
Yes, let's stand. Okay. Let's stand.
Let's all stand.
It's not like our mic cables aren't long enough.
Yeah.
Lord Vader.
I'm going to start here.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to start here. Take a knee. Hey, guys. How are we doing? Where are you guys from?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, wow. How's things down in Louisiana?
Hot.
Yeah, just like Florida. Not much different. You all from Shreveport?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Star Wars Report Variety Show.
Yeah, I'm just interviewing these guys. My name's Steve, by the way. Nice to meet you guys. So, I'm going to stand up now.
What do you think? Were you guys in the Clone Wars panel?
No, we were not.
Fine.
Sorry.
We'll just be that.
Literally, I almost broke my foot.
So, what did you think? Were you guys at last celebration?
I literally cannot feel my.
What did you think of, just out of curiosity, him now compared to last? Do you agree with our his fit and trim stunt work shape? You know.
Yeah, he did look a lot better this time, and I had a lot of fun with it both times. So, yeah, come back for 7, 8, 9.
We need two microphones. So, ladies and gentlemen, well, I hope he does come back. And, you know, I've offered to give Steve $100 if this is true.
Oh, the 7, 8, 9?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not true, guys.
Just because it's a very safe bet. It's not even a bet. I'm just giving you the money. I'll be that excited. But I will say this.
Yay, I'm so excited. Here's money, everybody.
It's
just what I do. Make it rain because I'm happy.
Exactly. Exactly. But I went to back to the Clone Wars trailer.
Yes.
I just realized how challenging podcasting is when you're in a line and being filmed.
It's a hard thing, yeah. It's a difficult thing to do.
He's catching me texting. I could get Aaron in if he wanted to, so I was just double-checking with him.
Yes. Yeah, but that would be nice. But on the Clone Wars trailer, the way it rose where you see Palpatine and the cackling laugh.
It was a very well... I forget. I heard Dave Filoni say today the guy's name who does all his trailers, and I forget the name, and I apologize. Yeah.
Give the man a button.
I know, right? But he... But he basically gave the guy freedom, except for what he said. What Filoni said was, to the Force cast, by the way, was, I told him he could show everything but that. But he didn't say what that was.
Oh.
So he's like, so that'll drive you crazy for
and
a little while.
And that's probably linked if you go back to the Clone Wars press conference.
Yeah.
Which Steve wasn't at, I'm just saying.
I was not there, yeah. No.
But we were there and we did record it. But there was a lot of canned questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mainstream media. Those guys.
They just don't get it, do they?
No, they don't. But there were some bloggers who asked some good questions. And one guy got out of Matt Lanter and Ashley Eckstein, which of course then promptly went on all over Twitter, was Matt Lanter was hinted at, you know, well, we did record a scene.
They said that in the voice actors panel.
That's
yes.
right.
Yeah.
They said it there as well.
They talked about it in the press conference, though, again.
Okay.
Dave leaned over, kind of glared
threateningly,
at Ashley. Threateningly. For a moment. And then she's like, what? I'm not going to say anything.
I'm not saying anything.
So it's a refraining theme now Ashley of, I'm not going to say anything.
It makes me wonder... I mean, it really
does.
And
it makes me wonder.
And it makes me wonder.
We can do
it. And that's what I know down the road.
You're good at that.
It does. It makes me wonder if, like, we're really going to get to start to see, if not the of course, I don't think we'll see her fate, but at least the seeds planted.
Yeah.
Or not, you know, just with a sign out the row that says, here's what this row of seeds is. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. All right, welcome to the round table. Because they're standing here. Mr. Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen just walked up.
CloneWarsPodcast.com.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
it's going
I almost
well.
Broke my foot because my leg fell asleep so bad sitting down that
so
I couldn't feel it when I get
we
up.
So we got three mics to share between us. So what you'll have to do is there are two options. You can rudely snatch it from us if you have something particularly amazing to say, which I know your Canadian insight is renowned. So, something like that.
Right.
But
I like how you did
otherwise,
that.
Otherwise.
And you're like, something
like that.
I'm not good at this.
You know, we need to do pass them right.
Pass the mics around.
That's why I'm
going to get tangled up
over here with Bethany, because she's going to be a little bit. I think she.
And then I'm going to.
She shares a little bit more.
Pass them left.
You're creepy.
There you go. No. It comes back to you.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Fine. But we were talking about the Clone Wars trailer.
But we also have with us though Jason from the Wampa's Lair. Hey,
well, we don't want
that guy too. How's it going? I'm really excited.
You look excited.
And you're done talking.
I am. I just like walked in and I.
Where's Kyle?
Kyle is sitting in Sam Witwer right now.
He's totally going to miss the 789 announcement. I know. Guys, no matter what happens, we're going to tell him that the announcement was 789.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we could, between all of our Twitter accounts, try to put that rumor out there.
Really promote that lie.
Yes. Crystal was saying when we were in the exhibition hall earlier that if they don't announce it, that next year the T-shirt is just going to be 789. That's it. That's all that's on the T-shirt. Just 789.
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, just a mic drop.
Right, yeah, just a mic down at the bottom. Yeah. Down at the bottom of the shirt. That's awesome, yeah.
Oh, T-shirts.
Definitely.
Oh, T-shirts.
Goodness. T-shirts, everybody. Don't say that too loud. You'll get mobbed.
Oh.
As you have learned.
You will get mobbed.
You got mobbed the other day when you said that.
I remember. Ladies and gentlemen, the year was... Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Permission granted. I'll mail you the check. The year was 2012. We were at the Clone Wars premiere lining up. And we're up towards the front row, and I turn around and I hear, I recounted Bethany warming up the crowd on an earlier podcast already, but also, paled in comparison to the noise made when I heard the thrilled and illustrious, excited voice of Steve Glosson saying, T-shirts, everybody!
Yes,
T-shirts!
Yes, well.
The place went wild.
I said, who wants a T-shirt? And you would have thought I was George Lucas saying, hi, I'm George Lucas.
they just started screaming.
And then I threw out both of them.
And they wanted more.
And so what I did is I handed out Frontlines placards to say, this is who to blame for not having a T-shirt.
I'll tell you, but it goes to show, I think we need to definitely bring some T-shirts, some swag, and just give it out.
Yeah.
The buttons have been crazy that we've been doing for Celebration of Worship.
Yeah.
I'll say, who wants a free button? And immediately... Don't take this the wrong way, like, but it's like it's you're in like a third world country and you've got bread.
No. It's like you're a carcass and there's zombies. There.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We
there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What, really? You like the zombies? That's twisted. But no, like all these hands start coming. No, it's like you're Marion and you've just escaped from the Well of Souls in Raiders of the Lost Ark and all the skeletal hands come out at you and grab you. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Carl. Pour one out for my homie.
We miss you. Yeah. Oh, we miss you, Carl.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's still.
That was me pouring one out
filming.
For my homie.
They're this
still,
is going to go all over the internet. We're going to be like.
We're going to blow up the internet. But no, those buttons are crazy. Anytime you got free swag, man, people want it.
I'll tell you what. That's.
I was giving out flyers the other day. Like, yeah, I'll take a flyer. Yeah, I'll take a flyer.
Yeah, the front lines handbills. I'm just walking around. Like, anybody like podcasts? And people are just like, are you handing something out? I'll take it.
Yes, I'll take it. And it'll go in my memory. It'll go in my memory chest. It'll go in my scrapbook. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Memory chest. I mean, who has a memory chest?
I think.
What did he say? What did he say now?
These are not the doors you're looking for.
Yeah. That's like when I was at that one panel and they were having a hard time getting going. I'm like, would it help if I got out and pushed? I got a laugh too. Star Wars nerds, man. You can always get a laugh from Star Wars nerds.
I'll tell you.
What's a Beth?
That's a whole other show.
Oh, wow.
Whole other show. Goodness. Check out Frontlines, CloneWarsPodcast.com.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
But I'll tell you what. So, Michael, I want to jump over to you real quick. How's your celebration experience been so far?
It's been awesome.
How do you feel, man? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm good. Yeah. Okay. Am I being interrogated now? No, yeah. I mean...
Where were you during the Mark Hamill panel?
We were listening quietly while he talked about many awesome things, none of which were Star Wars.
That's true. Mark Hamill, for as good as his panel was, it wasn't very Star Wars heavy.
It was a lot about everything else.
It really was. And I mean, and James kind of structured that way with his questions and the way he led. But I also think that, you know, I think Mark was at a point, he really wanted to give the fans something special. Sure. And last year, he went out of his way, or not last year, but the last celebration, he went out of his way to try to think of Star Wars specific stories that we haven't heard in the media, that we haven't seen recounted in books. And like he told us about the day his kid was born and how he wasn't supposed to shoot, but he went in to shoot the one scene, and it was where he's running through the snow in Hoth. And the guy's like, oh, so you came to shoot a gorilla scene? He's like, what's a gorilla scene? He's like, we're so far away, we could put a gorilla in there and no one would know the difference. You know, he's like, oh, I didn't have to come in. And but, you know, he told us stories like that. But this time, they really kind of talked a lot about his career as a voice actor. You know, of course, that's what James Arnold Taylor does. He never got back to his trivia. His first voice acting gig, you know this, Cohen. Do you?
I don't think I do.
It was a Hanna-Barbera production of I Dream of Jeannie. They did, like, back in the 60s, they did these shows. Yeah, they did these shows, and they teamed up the I Dream of Jeannie crowd. And he played the Larry Hagman character as a teenager. On the I Dream of Jeannie cartoon. Yeah.
I vaguely remember that now.
And, and so he, that was his first voice acting gig. But I'm telling you, when you've got Mark Hamill standing center stage, and you'll hear this on every podcast I'm on for the next 6 years.
And you'll hear it on the Star Wars Report in a few weeks, actually.
When you've got Mark Hamill center stage quoting, as the Joker, the Joker's eulogy for Batman from that episode where Batman, you know, quote unquote, dies. It doesn't get any better than that. I mean, he was just, like, for him to be willing to do that in a dramatic reading, that dramatic interpretation.
It was a dramatic reading. Yeah. He had this crazy grin on his face. He was, if I'd been up there in the front row, I'd have been shrinking back.
I want the Mark Hamill variety show. I love, you know, James Earl Taylor's one man show. They need Mark Hamill.
I've heard he's thinking about doing a podcast.
Yeah. I've heard that, that he's doing that. And he's been so friendly to the podcasting world.
Yeah. You know, with someone like him, You are an icon for two things, for Luke Skywalker and then for, you know, Joker. But to be that iconic person, everyone always want your time and everyone, you know, he really, I think that what he's finding is podcasting is a safe venue that he can kind of get to people so that, you know, they can kind of hear him and they can interact with him in a way where he actually has the time to give them. Because Mark's one of those guys, he likes to give people time. You know, when they've gone out of their way to get to him and see him, he likes to give the people time.
Yeah.
And he never can because there's always so many people. But this is one of those ways he can do that. And I think that guys like Kevin Smith and Rob Paulson have really kind of gotten him tuned in and keyed into the podcasting thing.
Yeah, and Michael, we were talking to you the other night where you're talking about how podcasting goes through these kinds of growth spurts. And as podcasters, you'll notice a time where it was the 2005-06 where it burst onto the scene. Yeah. And then in the past 2 or 3 years, we've had the Chris Hardwicks of the world, the Kevin Smiths of the world, both of whom are at this event, really take it to the next level where they do have a lot of insider Hollywood connections, but a very different way of getting to some of these people that we like and are interested in their careers.
Yeah, but they've added legitimacy to what we do.
Yeah.
Because now you say, well, I'm with a podcast. A few years ago, you say that, and people are like, what was a podcast? And now, also due to the ubiquity of just Apple products, everybody's got an iSomething, right?
Yeah.
So it's accessible to everybody. I mean, Apple is genius in that, in just making podcasts free, making it free to set up a podcast, all that stuff. So it was only a matter of time before Kevin Smith and Chris Hardwick and all these other guys
sort of
got the sense that, like, oh, this is an easy way to get to our fan base and essentially sell tickets for the things that we're going to do. That's what Kevin Smith's doing. That's what Jay Mohr is doing. They're giving us free content. They're giving us a free show. So that when they come to town, we will get off our butts and go see them,
and it's
spend
some
money. It's a
whole different model because you see media changing in these kinds of events where it's special to be live and seeing Mark Hamill, to be live and seeing James Arnold Taylor. But it wouldn't be the same if they're just trying to sell the video on iTunes.
And two, it's a double-edged sword, really. Because suddenly you've got guys like Kevin Smith and Chris Hardwick, and of course Hardwick's been doing it for 2 years. Well, I guess they've both been doing it,
about 2 years.
They've just recently really blown up with it. You know,
sure.
Kevin Smith reaching with his network, reaching beyond his typical fan base and everything, and just kind of getting in your face like about podcasts like Kevin Smith does. Adam Carolla was doing it first. But yeah. A lot of celebrities are jumping on board. And what that causes is it causes us little guys who don't have the connection. It is a tougher game now to get some recognition. You know, when I started Geek Out Loud 4 years ago, it was easy to get people to email me who'd never really heard of anything, and I didn't have to be on Starkville's House of Ale. That, you know, I had some listeners just because they were looking for certain content. Now, you know, you type in some of the stuff that Geek Out Loud, some of the keywords that are there for Geek Out Loud, you're going to pull up the Nerdist first. You're going to pull up some stuff from Kevin Smith first. You're going to pull up a lot of different stuff first before Geek Out Loud ever shows up.
Yeah.
And so it's a double-edged sword. It does add legitimacy, like Mike said, but at the same
time.
But
it separates other podcasts who don't do as much effort or frankly, it's expensive and it takes a lot of effort to do.
It does. There's no money in this yet.
Yeah.
You know, I know, like with us, we've got the Amazon banner on my site, you know, on Geek Out Online, and I still get every 3 or 4 months, I get like $13. You know, from that. And that's like, that doesn't even pay the hosting bills.
Microphone cable.
Yeah, it doesn't even pay the hosting bills, you know. And so, and I guess if you get really, there's merchandising that you can do that'll, you know, kind of kick up a little bit. But you've got to make sure you've got people that are willing to buy your merch.
And that's where I think it transcends into the live events where, I mean, maybe it's just me growing up on the other side of the world. But I don't really remember or am familiar with these kind of smaller celebrities, and I say that with absolute respect because a lot of these guys are amazing, but they're not Brad Pitt trying to do a live show. It's Kevin Smith, who is a niche director.
Right, he is very niche,
but
you're right.
He can sell
or
out.
Is it niche?
Here we go again. But he
niche.
Can sell...
Niche, okay.
All right, consensus, ladies and gentlemen. But he can sell out arenas and have these live events that I don't think that was possible a couple of years ago.
That's true. And, you know, I mean, like again, he's niche or niche. He's a notch.
It's niche.
And our shows, you know, Star Wars Report, Frontlines, Wampa's Lair, whatever Steve Mitchell does, the Gestures podcast. I love it. We're doing that. We're going to release that. 50 Minutes of Silence. We actually did a gesture segment in Geek Out Loud number 65. We had a whole hour of nothing but hand gestures. We were speaking in sign language about The Dark Knight Rises. That's what we were doing.
Exactly.
but it was for our hearing impaired listeners.
But
we're all very niche. You know, Geek Out Loud is a niche, and you guys are a niche within a niche. And so your audiences are very specific. But what happens is Kevin Smith, you know, he's got the comic book nerds, he's got the comedy nerds, he's got the, you know, the movie film buffs, you know, the people who remember him breaking into independent film way back when, and they all go to see him, and he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's legitimately a funny guy. Great storyteller.
Yeah.
But then what happens is I think he's filling up, I think he's putting butts in seats because of that, but at the same time, I don't know that he ever needed podcasting to do that. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's true. He chose it.
Right.
But... At the same time, guess where we were this morning, ladies and gentlemen? I'm actually going to take a few minutes. We were in a packed room for the celebration of worship, which is also niche.
That's true, yeah.
Niche.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But through podcasts, Forcecast, Frontline, Star Wars Report, and I know many others that I feel bad about not being able to name
Star
them
Star Wars Book Report.
Yeah,
Geek Out Loud.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's amazing just... We actually packed a room.
Yeah.
And it was very underground. But I do remember Saturday, and I told this to Bethany Saturday night.
Yes.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more people than we think there are. I kept running into Steve.
I kept running into
people on the con floor who I would hear talking about it.
Wow.
And I would see people wearing the buttons.
Yeah.
And I kind of got that energy of people actually telling each other
It was a pretty big experience for me.
Yeah.
I mean... And that is something that came about strictly really through podcasting. There wasn't really any other way. You know, of course we had a Twitter. Of course, you know, we had all that stuff.
Yeah.
There was no other way really that the word got out there until we got here.
And then all the podcasters and bloggers and people that we know were proactive and wanted
and just
to
really helped.
Spread the
word. Even if they didn't agree, you know, necessarily with our faith or whatever, they, you know, they were cool with saying, yeah, we'll do this for you. And so that was a really neat thing and very appreciated. And you're right. I mean, Riley... Yeah, touche, sir. You've put me in my place, and here I am.
Yeah, but I mean, that was an incredible experience this morning, and I really enjoyed hearing what you and Greg put together. And it was a great experience. And I want to right now, and we will be saying this probably for the next couple of months, everyone needs to go to 521podcast.com. Did I get it right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
521, the numbers, 521.
Number 521podcast.com, mm-hmm. And we'll release it there. And you've got an interview with James that you've done.
There's
and
an interview with James already.
It's all very faith-based, mm-hmm. where Steve talks a lot about his faith, but also how
specifically,
Star Wars,
folks, James Arnold Taylor.
We call him James.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can call him James.
Steve gets to call him James.
You can call him James.
Okay. Permission granted.
I'll give you permission.
All right. There we go. But it was a great experience, Steve. And I was really genuinely thrilled at how successful it was.
Well, there were so many people who helped make it happen. Who made it what it was. It was just, the experience was outstanding. Hey, I missed a call from you guys an hour ago. The experience was outstanding. I honestly was so, like, and I said this today in the service, I was emotionally moved. Yeah. I mean, I was like Steve Mitchell after seeing George Lucas.
I showed early to help, set up audio, and you were in the zone setting up all the
equipment,
making sure everything's right, except that Riley screwed up one of the speakers.
I don't know if that was your fault. I don't know what that
I'll
was.
I'll take the blame on that one. I'm pretty sure it was. But I kept seeing, 20 and 30 people showing up, and another 20 or 30, and another 20 or 30, and your back was turned. I said, I walked over to you. I said, Steve, there's a lot of people showing up.
I kind of dismissed you. I was like, yeah, that's
sure,
great, man.
Sure.
That's great.
That's fine, yeah.
I'm plugging and plugging and listening and plugging. And then I did. I turned around and saw how many people were there. I walked outside to go meet James.
And then
I saw how many
donut
people were outside.
Crowd.
Yeah, and I was just like, and I did. I had to kind of walk away and get myself composed because I'm like, this is ridiculous. I cannot believe. Your mom counted. It was like 180 people, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, almost 200. Yeah, it was like 180 something. But it was awesome. It wasn't in the convention center. It wasn't on any programming. It wasn't. It was literally. It was. Underground. It felt almost, and that was.
Yes.
And in that way, I really, really was pleased to see that.
Real test is to try it at a MegaCon or a WonderCon.
Yeah.
That's not as niche as a Star Wars celebration, and see what we can pull off there.
But
that would be amazing.
I think it would be doable. I mean, this is an invite.
We've got a lightsaber battle taking place over there. Oh, he smiled. That's not the Jedi way.
Gentlemen.
He did it.
Yeah.
He did it.
He's dead.
And one thing I like about this, obviously, other than the encouragement it gives people and pulling together like that, but podcasting for me is all about the community. It's so much fun meeting you guys, talking with everyone. Getting together for the celebration of worship,
yeah.
Running into people are like, "You're Bethany, aren't you?" And I'm like, "Sure, yeah." Do I know you?
Last time I checked, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, no. What's funny to me is like, hey, I get to sit next to Bethany this time, and she like runs 5 seats away.
This is a running joke, by the way.
Oh yeah. By the way, guys, I get to sit next to Bethany in this panel.
Okay. Well said, sir. Bethany just ran away.
It felt like they started to dim the lights just then. All right, here comes this lightsaber battle again. It's obviously a blue lightsaber versus a green lightsaber, which is not canon. They do a little bit of stuff.
Right.
He gets kicked in the face, and then it's over. I think these guys have been a part of the Nick Gilliard stunt show thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they must have been.
You should have been here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Podcasting for some people is an income, a way of life, and a hobby.
I'd like to meet the people
those.
For whom it's an income.
Leo Laporte of the Twit Network.
Well, yeah,
or,
see,
yeah,
there you
people
go.
Like
they
that.
Well, he's
they
the originator.
And there is a community around them. But even having a small community is nice because
even as a hobby.
It's intimate. It's small.
Oh, wow.
You can get to know people. I think
Death
we're
Star
about to die.
Has cleared the planet.
That was the explosion test for after he says 789 and drops the mic. 789.
Oh, goodness.
See there?
Wow.
Yes.
See there?
Wow. Wow. There's so much that's happened this weekend. We can't possibly recap it all, but we are planning to do some recap stuff.
We'll have to Skype
week.
It up at, from a quiet place.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. So. Yeah, when you
not you. Not you, Jason.
Not you, Jason. Sorry.
Sorry.
Nope. No.
Oh, wearing your little R2
so
Mickey ears.
Aw.
Now he sounds so pitiful. I'm just going to have to
hug.
I will give him my mic for a minute.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what to do with this now. Because
you've been podcasting.
Favorite celebration experience.
Favorite celebration experience. Ooh.
You know what I can do? You taught me what I can do with this mic.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I muted you. I have the power to mute you.
You fiend. You fiend.
I feel very out of control now.
Oh, goodness.
I am the podcast.
Not yet.
Why did you go into a British accent there?
I don't know.
You got to go into Samuel L. Jackson.
I can't.
Not yet.
I can't do Samuel
A Sith Lord.
A Sith Lord.
A Sith Lord. You know, I sense a plot to destroy the Jedi. Oh, really? Really, Mace? It's about time.
I know. Exactly.
It's only been like 10 years.
This is true. This is true.
It's true. However, favorite convention experience, celebration experience, I would have to say, yes, meeting Steve.
Stop that stuff. Stop.
as he's pointing to himself. But in reality, I would have to say probably the Clone Wars Season 5 premiere and subsequent trailer. It was just mind-blowing. Incredible.
Hey, I've got a question real quick about that trailer. At the end, it said a new time. Did that say Saturdays at 9:30 a.m.?
Yes.
I thought so.
Saturday mornings.
Yeah. Saturday morning cartoons. What?
I'm actually
gonna get me
that.
Some. Gonna get some cereal. Yeah.
Dave Filoni was actually saying in I think in the sneak peek panel, or no, it was in the press conference. Cartoon Network is moving their entire action block to Saturday mornings. So it's something actually I've been saying. I've said it to my wife a few times that like there's no Saturday morning.
The lovely crystal,
ladies and gentlemen. She's smiling at the microphone.
She also is signing. She's joined Steve Mitchell on the Hand Gestures podcast.
You guys should get together and you get that on iTunes.
You got to be hanging tough. Anyhow,
that's
ahead.
A big move.
So I was saying that there really isn't a Saturday morning cartoon anymore because of the advent of like this 24-hour cable networks, right?
Yeah.
When you have cartoons on 24/7 on Cartoon Network, what's the special thing about Saturday morning cartoons?
You know what I blame? Saved by the Bell. Almost fell. I almost fell down. I'm okay. I blame Saved by the Bell.
Yeah?
The popularity of Saved by the Bell began the death of the Saturday morning cartoons. It's true.
I don't know. There was a good era of Saturday morning cartoons on Fox into like 1998, 99.
Right around the time Saved by the Bell ended.
Saved by the Bell run that long?
No.
No, not at all.
But in syndication, it's still going.
Sure, yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
I was going to ask Jason what he has thought of this celebration because this is his very first Star Wars celebration on cue.
Steve is threatening to mute again.
This is my very first, and I'm extremely excited. I don't really know what to say because stop giving me a countdown, Steve. You're going to don't turn me off. Oh,
I jumped over to the Hand Gestures podcast for a minute.
I'm just really excited just to be here and just experience everything. Nothing has really sunk in, so I'll have to go home, take a week or so, and then digest everything, and then come back and say...
You will be sad for a few days.
I'm sure.
I mean, like, for real. Yeah. It's like Steve and I were talking about it earlier today. We were talking about the fact that, like, it is kind of sad because this weekend has gone so, so quickly, and it has been such a good time, and so you'll feel sad. Did you mute me?
I didn't mute you at all.
I will knock those. I will Filoni you. Oh.
Son, you do not.
You do not want to be Filoni'd.
I don't even know what that means.
You do not want to find out. When you have a hat come out of nowhere and smack you upside the head, odd job style, you got Filoni'd. That's
okay.
Right. Drop the mic and walk away.
Oh, dear. This is degenerated quickly.
This is possibly the best podcast.
Well, we're getting dirty looks. Yeah. We are getting dirty looks. So I'll stop now.
I'll give the mic back to Bethany.
All right.
That'll help.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Back to the Hand Gestures podcast.
Oh, okay. Trading it around. Well, guys, we are closing in. on the last half hour because, of course, they're always 20 minutes late.
Yeah, yeah. Should they be seating us now?
They should probably start seating us now.
Oh, wow.
But ladies
okay.
and gentlemen, in proper Celebration 6 tradition,
it'll be
about 20 minutes
late. Yeah, the panel's at 2:30.
2:30, and
so
it's
2:21. So they'll actually start seating us at 3.
And then the panel will start at 3:30.
Yeah.
But on the off.
But, I mean, it's just going to be a five-second panel. They're going to be, ladies and gentlemen, George Lucas on screen, 7, 8, 9. Drop the mic, walk away. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. The panel is actually waiting because George is going to be in 3D. It's going to be like you can reach out and touch his beard.
Stroke the beard.
Oh, goodness.
Touch that fluffy hair.
Oh, my goodness.
That man has a beautiful head of hair.
He does.
Just like that.
I mean,
that
you talk about a coif.
Top, and just that beautiful silver color to it.
It is like
fabulous.
It is a mane like no other. He has quite the mane, yeah.
So
it is majestic. That's a good word, Steve Mitchell.
Michael's yes. wife and I are just kind of looking at each other like, huh.
Yeah, but wow. I do want to warn you guys, we are in probably, ideally, in the closing minutes. Not because we don't want to stop talking, but because they may move the line. So
yeah.
I do want to touch on one or two other celebration things while we're standing here.
Sure thing.
Specifically, the day was Thursday. 3D glasses are out, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a hot picture of George Lucas right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
we need the video podcast.
No.
I'm just getting weird looks. Probably not because of the picture either.
Yeah, their looks. I'm going to go talk to those girls in a minute and be like, what's
I was hoping raising up the George Lucas photo would have the effect of like the on the Vitos of the fertility
statue. Oh, yeah,
statue,
yeah, yeah.
Where they just all like drop to
or the
ground.
Or the Lion King.
Yeah.
With Simba. Himanyana, himanyana,
bana. Oh, goodness. Help us, Riley Ben Kenobi. You're our only hope. Pull us back on track.
I've essentially given up on any coherency, but I think it's better this way anyway.
Riley 1 Kenobi. Now, that's a name I've not heard in a long time. Yeah, Riley 1 Kenobi. That's
good.
All right.
It's better than Riley Mustafar Lava Planet.
Planton. That just happened. But
I just broke my own rule, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
You did. And also, there's some inside jokes. Well, and Michael's looking good in the 3D glasses. I like it.
Yeah.
It's like you guys are actually here with me. It's amazing. It's podcasting in 3D. It's unbelievable.
Spumping in your face in 3D.
Yes.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Oh, my goodness. But we're back. I'm just going to bring it back to this panel. We started out doing some speculation. Steve, of course, with his amazing theories on
789. Drop the mic, walk away.
And in all seriousness, I do believe it's something more than just a, we're doing Celebration 7 and look at this cool Attack of the Clones stuff and Clone Wars. I do think there's something in store that they're announcing, and it will be a new project. I'm trying so hard,
Steve. Clone Wars broadcast in HD 3D. On Cartoon Network. No? No, probably not.
No.
But it would be cool.
How about annual 3D screenings?
Huh.
Of the Clone Wars?
Yeah. I would do that.
Or the movies, for that matter. We have 3D glasses.
What if you know what they haven't done, the Lucasfilm has not done, they really need to get on the ball and do, and that's a digital release of the saga. You know, so people can have it on their iPads, so people can have it on their Androids, whatever, you know, the device, to have that in your hand mobile thing. I love digital movies to have, you know, for whatever reason. And to have Star Wars at my fingertips in a legit way would be just, I would do it. I would buy it just because, you know, it's Star Wars. So, proceed. Sorry.
Coming out with the 3D Blu-rays of all the Star Wars saga.
They may. I mean, after Jedi, I'm sure they will.
Well, and did they have the 3D... Were they doing a Phantom Menace 3D Blu-ray? I seem to remember that.
I don't know.
Michael?
I don't know for sure.
I think that they are releasing an individual Phantom Menace 3D Blu-ray.
Well, I officially have to get a 3D HD television then.
Yeah, it's a good excuse.
I know.
Star Wars.
There you go. It is Star Wars.
And John
Wars.
Carter. If anybody hasn't seen John Carter. It's amazing in 3D on
Save it for Geek
Out Loud. I will.
We have the John Carter fan.
I'm just not
here.
A fan of wearing glasses when I watch TV.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
There you go, Crystal. Crystal picked up on the joke. Steve wears glasses.
Oh, my goodness.
This Steve, not, but you do too. Hand gestures.com. Don't go there. I can't assure you that size is good or even is a site, so don't go there.
Oh, my goodness. Signlanguagepodcast.com.
Sign language podcast. Here. I bet there is one.
How would you do a sign language?
I have no idea.
How would you do sign language on our podcast?
It's probably a video podcast.
That's true. But, yeah, if you... We have talked about...
Yeah, the light duel just came on over Steve's head.
Oh, my goodness.
He's trying to get... Well, Mr. Steve Mitchell's not going to be able to speak out loud for the rest of the con day. He's just going to be signing. And he didn't hear a word I just said either.
No, I'm giving people dirty looks because they gave me dirty looks. Sick of Crystal.
But we have... All right, we've talked about... Everything from Clone Wars to Star Wars Detours to the future of podcasting, and we have had an awesome time doing so.
Yes,
but I want to round out and say, in person, this is the one and only time this will probably ever happen. And that's pretty cool. And Steve, it's been awesome to talk to you.
Oh, dude,
Michael
Cohen.
It's
been great.
We're going to get ready to wrap up here. But I do want to say, before we do, I want to give everybody but Jason...
Okay.
Now I'm drawing in the going into the mean guy club.
You guys are
I need
mean.
To not mean. I know. I immediately feel really bad. Audio hug. I'm sorry.
Aww. that was a shirt rubbing together.
But I will say this: I want to give anybody opportunity for final thoughts as we get ready to wind down Celebration 6.
Cohen.
Let's start with Cohen.
I'm gonna miss you guys. I already missed Carl. I'm going to miss you guys
Carl,
so much.
We hardly knew thee. Yeah. And you get to podcast with Carl, Jason.
Yes, I do. And you can find that at Wampus Lair Podcast.
Way to go. Good job.
Yeah. And no, Mike, don't hand it back.
Okay.
Plug away. Where can folks find you?
ClonewarsPodcast.com. That's the home of Frontlines, the Clone Wars Podcast. You can actually get a lot of Star Wars news there now. We're all
exciting. I know you guys are blogging a lot. That's awesome.
Yeah, Tim's over there writing up our news post for us, and it's awesome. He's doing a really great job. And we'll as soon as the season picks back up, we'll be back to regular episodes, generally every, like, Tuesday. Now I'm in stereo.
Stereo.
Thank you, Steve. And you can follow us on Twitter. It's at Clone Wars, which we have a lot of followers because...
No way. You got that Twitter handle?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
They hate you so much.
I got on it
Lucasfilm hates you with a passion.
I'm that guy. I actually got the Star Wars podcast, at Star Wars podcast on Twitter. I never did anything with it, which is I think it might be worse.
You still have it?
I do.
You need to roll with it. You need to get on that, dude. No, that's your podcast.
Well, Star Wars Reports already has this kind of... following though but I do want to take the opportunity to thank you for letting me and Bethany come on the show, and that was
no problem. Anytime, we'll have you guys back season 5 at some point.
Let's do it.
Oh, I think we're getting moved.
Line's about to move. Plugs and go.
geekoutpodcast.com,
Wampus Lair on the StarWarsReport.com.
what was that website again?
StarWarsReport.com.
alright
789